Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I just got caught up reading the scripture and just let it pass right on by. Oh my, I do apologize. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got so absorbed. My goodness. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God called to pray. God bless you. God bless you. We give honor. Hallelujah. We first. We give honor. Oh my God. We give honor to God, who is my life, your life. And in him we move and have our being. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh my goodness. Bless everyone who will be coming on and who will listen at some time that God has declared and God has a desire. Oh my, 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 my. It is so good to be on this morning. I mean, my sisters, I just got caught up in reading. I was reading Luke, the second chapter, and just reading it over and over some verses to get a good understanding. I was getting ready to flip over to Exodus and Leviticus. Oh my. I always end up most of the time doing that. Oh, let me do my cross reference. And I like first mention. First mention is so important. You get clarity and understanding. You can't have the new without the old. Yes, it gives clarity. And the beginning, I call that the beginning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Very few, we're getting what we don't realize, because that we're in the New Testament, but the people, the gospels are in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. God is so good. He is sweet. I know. He is so sweet. I know. I have to share this with you. The Lord had a little talk. I say that with me, and it was something I was gonna do. And I got so busy, and I got so tired last night. I was physically out of my mind, exhausted. Could not understand it. I just walked in my chair in my bedroom and said, I can't go any further. Then I picked up the phone, and I'm not a phone person. And I started looking at the videos, and they have videos to inspire you. There was one where the father got to a place in his life where he could no longer live alone, so he had to move in with his son. Daughter-in-law and their four-year-old, I think it was. And the father handshook, so he couldn't hold his spoon and peas and vegetables, whatever would go all on the table and on the floor, and spill his water, his milk, whatever the drink was. So it wasn't nice. And they took, and they couldn't take it anymore. They sat him at a table in the same room, off to himself. Well, long story short, their son was building, making a bowl. And the father said, what are you doing? He said, I'm making this bowl for you when you get home. Well, that certainly was a turnaround for the father. He realized what he was doing to his father, and his son was seeing it and was preparing to do it to him and his mother and his wife the same way. And we don't think when we are hostile. We think we're going to be our age forever. We think that people who need us are our father. But then one day, you're going to be in that same place. And you're not going to want people to treat you the way you're treating the ones who are in need of your care now. So let's be thankful and ask God to give us strength to do the things. And it's hard, I understand, caring for and seeing, and you don't want them in that place. And trust me, they don't want to be there either. Nevertheless, they're there. And we find ourselves there with them. And the roles has changed. They're not strong and vibrant like they used to be. It's their steps that slowed up. Their body are giving in. And they're about to transition. So we should don't see it as a problem. We should see it as a golden opportunity and ask God to strengthen us. Yes, it does hurt, but how do you think they feel? Well, when they're surrounded by love, when they're surrounded by care, when they're surrounded by comfort and genuine love, yes, you may make a mistake. Yes, you may have to say, oh, I'm so sorry. They'll know it. They will know it. Well, my mama never acted like this before. Why is she? Well, we just need to put her, my daddy, he didn't act like this before. We just need to do this. Well, after all. And my Lord, there's someone behind me that will end up saying the very same thing about you. Believe it or not, the table will turn. So let's try to be patient. Let's try to be thoughtful. Let's try to be more caring for those, loving those that are close to you, and then extending your love. A lot of times it's easier to us, we feel, to care and do good deeds for others outside of our home, and how people talk about us and say what good people we are and how loving and kind. But you have one in your own family, in your own home, that you seem to have a problem dealing with. So let's think about that. God loves us. And the things that we don't do it for show. We do it for love. So we ask God to give us understanding, touch our hearts, open our minds. Don't be so offensive. I had a pastor. I wrote down, but I can't remember where it was. But my Lord, he was very serious. He said, you don't have a right. I must be heard. You don't have a right. And remember when we read Isaiah 43:7, we were made for God's glory. So the things that we are, the places that we are placed in life, yes, there can be trying times where it's tears and you become, this all to pieces. God, I don't understand. What is this? But when we're in a place where we have to care for a loved one, but we have to care for that loved one, they can be hostile for their frustration and not wanting to be in that position. But it's not their heart. So we have to go somewhere sometimes, let the tears fall, and ask God for ours to be our thing. Somebody needs to see it, because they're going to have to go too. So let's do that life, and let's produce the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Do that life and produce the truth. Not the truth where man, that phony stuff, the genuine truth, good truth, pleasing truth for our Father. We just encourage each other. And I suppose maybe to share that. And there was one about the husband and how to treat, not treating his wife. She was in a coma for a long time. He divorced her, got married. The son didn't even remember his mother. He mistreated the woman. But eventually, she decided. It took 7 years for her son to forget her. And she said, whatever it takes. She didn't have visiting rights. She was in a car accident. And he moved on to someone else. And the son did not now remember his mother. So she got right to be with her son. Still called the husband's wife, his other mother. And she was determined that her son was important to her. And he was going to know his mother. And she was not going to be a sidestep for her husband. I thought that was good on her part. And that's a perfect example of what is expected of us. And the light that God expects us to shine before me. See what it's like to be a child of the living God. We have to end up extending ourselves. And the world say that you are a fool. You just a fool. I'm not going to be the one that gets hurt. We have laws that can protect us and also help us. But the scripture says, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If it takes an attorney, he'll tell you which one to go to. Please listen to the voice of God when he gives you your direction. God is good. He loves us. And he gives us the strength to walk an amazing life for him. Never forget that. And I'm talking to me as well as you. We have to encourage each other. We want our prayers heard. We can pray, but if we're not praying according to God's will, if we're not living a life that's pleasing to him, we're kind of missing it. As he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So let's ask God to show us, give us understanding and clarity as we read his commandments, and the strength and the fortitude and the determination to obey him. We need help. We can't do it alone. We have to show this way what it's like to be an obedient child of the Most High God. We have And when we find so many things in the scripture that we will see before, we have to ask God to let it take into our heart that we may not forget it and may it come up scripture. And we become the true church of the Most High God. The true church. Not all filthy. Not walked out. But the true church of the Most High God. Think about it now. The true church of the Most High God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But yeah, we don't look down on anybody. Pray for them. If you see someone you feel or you're there to see that are not as mature, there are places that we're not mature in. And someone has to call out and not to them. Let's love each other. And be patient with one another. For God is patient, not worldly. He is patient with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. God is good. God is good. But He has love, He has statutes, He has principles. And He expects us to live according to Him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste, my sisters. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. He didn't raise selfish children, malicious children. No, He did not. No, He did not. He didn't raise children who think they're better than each other because you eat cornbread from this way and they eat cornbread from that way that you better than them. Mm-mm. No. With the love and have patience and be encouraged and encouraged. Encourage one another in the Lord. Hold each other's hands. Yes, hold up their hands. Not to take over their ministry. Not to. I had someone who approached me and they wanted me to forget and abandon the work to join them. You can't do that. You can't do that. We're helpers one to another. Helpers, not take over or encourage to abandon the work that God has called. If I can help you and where you are, I can be a help to you because it's all kingdom work. Now, if it's your word, then that may be a little problem there. I'll pray for you. But this word that God has truly called you to do, then we will help each other. And if we find that a brother and sister is kind of off kilter, we just, you know, pray for us that we may be seeing it wrong. But, and ask God to help them in their work. It's important. Us to help each other and pray each other's strength in the Lord. And if it's not blooming and blossoming when we think it should, we might need to pray for the Lord and ask Him to give us insight. All right? Remember the thread. Each one of us is like a thread in the tapestry. Yeah, the head may to be at the bottom of the picture. You use that that's being created and manifest But we want to put it at the top. We want to put it at the right corner, the left corner. So Jim Bob or Suki got theirs there. And we want to be like them. Remember what Isaiah 43:7 says. You were created for God's glory. And remember the scripture says, Jeremiah, I know that's the Lord, the plans that I have for you. Mm-hmm. Remember that. He knows the plans he has for you, for me. He knows the plans. And some of us to be someone called late in years. And you need to be sitting down and retiring. Who said that? Oh, Lord. Ooh. Keep the fire going. You're the master's plan. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. And Lord, all these years. But now you have the knowledge, the wisdom, the insight, the time. Hallelujah. Just added that. Hallelujah. And now, when you say, glory, hallelujah, you have substance. You have knowledge. You have experience with Him. When you say, Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you say, Father, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. For you are awesome. You are mighty. Besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Your holy name. For you are the sovereign Lord. Yes, you are. Your majesty on high. Besides you, there is none other. Oh, we give you glory this morning. And we bless your name. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your wisdom and knowledge. Parted to us for this. We thank you for your protection, great God. Hallelujah. For you are our hope and our covenant. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. Hallelujah. And your people everywhere. Oh, great God. Almighty God. Lord. Hallelujah. Master and King. We are grateful for you've been our great physician. You've been our provider. We're not strangers to your help. Almighty God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We've called on you and you've answered it. We've called on you and you showed us great and mighty things. That we do not know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabbi said, so we thank you, Master. We glorify you this morning. Holy. Holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Great and awesome in all your ways. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faith. Thank you that you allow us to flow with you and with our brethren. Almighty God. Oh God, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to be with peace with you and peace with our fellow man. praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Savior. In the name of Yeshua, Messiah. Ah, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. Almighty God, Almighty God. The enemy of compromise, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. The enemy, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Envy and strife and jealousy, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. The envy and doubt, he's our enemy, Almighty God. Enemy, enemy, enemy. Oh God, that would blind us, that we cannot see the truth. Almighty God. Oh Lord, oh God, Almighty. Help us, Almighty God, to walk as you have ordained and declared. Oh God, Almighty, we thank you. We praise you. We exalt you. We thank you, Provider. Hallelujah for you, the God that's more than enough. Ah, hallelujah. 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 Peace on our jobs. Peace on the highways and the byways, Almighty God. Peace when we go out. Peace when we come in, Almighty God. Thank you for walking tall in our homes and on our properties, Almighty God. Thank you that you take your rightful place in our lives, Almighty God. Thank you for walking tall in these United States, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for being our God and our leader. Oh, personally, collectively, and in these United States. Father, we need you. We don't have you. We have nothing. We can do absolutely nothing pleasing in your sight without you. Father, we thank all just to say, Father, 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 our Father, 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 our healer, our deliverer, our peace, our joy, our comfort, Father, Father, Father. Father, 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 our protector. Father, Father, Father. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, our God. Hallelujah. Fill our mouth with words, Almighty God. Rev our spirit. Settle our spirit so when you say don't, close your mouth that we can do it in obedience to you, Almighty God. Put a guard to our mouth. Filter our thought ways, Almighty God, that every thought must be filtered through the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your wonderful name, your awesome name, hallelujah, Rebashadidididiyeseh, oh wonderful Savior, hallelujah, Almighty God, hallelujah, oh Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, maker of the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, we thought you this morning, great God. Oh, God. Filter, Almighty God, the blood of Yeshua. Almighty God, our ears, so every word that comes gives us understanding and clarity. Holy Ghost, you're welcome. You're welcome in our lives this and remembering our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, our nieces and nephews. Almighty God, touch. Almighty God, comfort. Direct. Almighty God, protect, heal, set free, and deliver. We plead the blood of Jesus over every area of their life, God. I got to say that. We thank you for saving them, Almighty God. Remember, protecting them, being a shield of defense around them and about them. Oh, you arise, Almighty God, and let their enemies be scattered. Great God, Almighty. Save them, God.
Help.
to God. And we need you in these United States. We need you in every nation to have children. Need you. We need you, God. We need you, Father. Hallelujah. And we want you. Hallelujah. 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 Show us how to serve you and please it in your sight. Show us. Hallelujah. Oh, when we and if we have been burdened with gifts, forgive us and show us how to live according to you and according to you. Praise God. Remember Mother Dunlap, and she lies dead with sickness in the house. Let your children that they make the right decision. Touch the doctor that they make the right decision. All my, all them good. And in your name, Yeshua, I exalt you. I got joy down in my soul. I got joy down in my soul. I got joy down in my soul. Not happy, joy down in my soul. With the land and the power of the Lord. Pray that God allows you to go through us. Amen. God, without Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Blessed missed and nothing broken. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First chapter starting at the 24th verse. Listen now unto him that is able to keep from stumbling, falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in the love of the Almighty God. He loves you and he cares. Bless his name. For Jesus, Yeshua, is the Lord. Go in peace, go in joy. Go in the power of the Holy Ghost.